God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California. I greet each and every single one of you too with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call on this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and we know that there is no greater love than the love that God has for each and every single one of us. And at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, I just thank you. I thank you that you love us unconditionally. I thank you for your love that you gave to each and every single one of us when you died on Calvary. God, I thank you that your love surrounds us. I thank you that your love saturates us. I thank you that there is no greater love than the love that you have for us. So on this morning, God, we simply say we love you. God, we lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we lift our voices up to you. And we say thank you, God, for allowing us to enrich, empower, and enhance lives here on the Master's Call for 8 years. And we thank you for the newer and the greater things that you are doing in each of our lives on this day and forevermore, oh God. God, we look forward to celebrating you today. We look forward to being your light in this world of darkness, oh God. I pray that as we go through this 31st day of October, that we would go reflecting upon you and just how great you have been to us, Father. And Father God, I thank you for this, the Master's Call. And I thank you for the two phenomenal women of God that you have given the mission and mandate to start this call 8 years ago, Father. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them shall be condemned in Jesus' name. I thank you for each of those who have come on this line, past, present, and future, oh God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your love will continue to saturate them. I speak deliverance this morning. I speak healing right now. I speak that every single thing that we stand in need of, God, you said in Psalm 23 that it is already done and that we don't need anything because you have supplied all of our needs, Father. And so we thank you that all of our needs are supplied according to your riches and your glory, oh God. And so I ask this morning, God, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless and the mighty and the marvelous and the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line our two phenomenal women of God who are the co-founders here on the Master's Call. And the first, they're both, let me just tell you their names, and then the first one will come forth at this time. They are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God for their yes. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line and the next voice, and the first voice of two that you will hear will be none other than from Prairie View, Texas, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Minister, Evangelist, Songbird, Tiffany Lauderdale from Inglewood, California, bright and early with that beautiful smile, sunshine in your voice, greeting and seating our TNC family, the Master's Call family, warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. So honored. I can't believe it. Wow. We did it. A whole month. We celebrated this awesome ministry and vision that the Lord allowed Dr. PK and I to be a part of. We are so grateful for each and every one of you who have pressed, who have pursued and persevered throughout the entire journey. Some have been with us since our very first day, October 25th, 2010. And many joined us all along the way. Thank you to each and every one of you who have been a part of it, especially this month when we look back at the amazing hand of God on this ministry 8 years. And so as Minister Tiffany had said, I've been so honored, humbled for divine appointments, divine connections that the Lord knitted Dr. PK and myself and our vision and our heart and our love for God and one another to start this journey. And when we began, the Lord gave us a scripture. Always want to have a foundation of the word. And in the 88th division of Psalms, Psalms 88:13, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." That every morning we are excited that God's word, every morning we press in and persevere for his word to come before us. Our mission statement is, yes, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Man, we're excited about starting every day fortifying our faith in the word of God and in the name of Jesus. And our website, yes, we have a website where we have archived so many of these messages that I call it just a buffet spread of powerful word that will empower you, edify you, encourage you at www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And we're encouraging you to visit that website. Leave us a comment. Let us know how it has blessed your life and even open to suggestions. We are here for each and every one of you as we encourage believers as you're beginning your day. The theme that the Lord has given us this year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And it truly is a prophetic word that is coming to pass. Now, if you feel that the Lord has touched your heart, encouraged your spirit by this blessed ministry to become a greeter, like you heard Minister Tiffany do so well, a host as I'm doing this morning, or just share a powerful word as our co-founder will be coming to do right after me, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. We want to be there for you. Let us know by going to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our phenomenal prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or yours truly, will get back with you. We dedicate every Friday after the call to hear specifically your prayer requests or praise reports. But in the meantime, feel free to go to info@themasterscall.net, and I assure you, we will begin to bombard heaven on your behalf. Now, what brought these great men and women of God all together? Well, it is an absolutely anointed, appointed, family, Christian-owned Hispanic company that was established by the Diaz de Leon family called Artis International, now Artis Life, entering 29 years. So they're just not new on the scene. This family has seen generational blessings. And we have great products to help you become healthy and garments to help you look good on the outside and a compensation plan to make you feel good with a healthy bank account all going down for that generational wealth. I tell you, as our prayer general says, truly our products are the best on this side of heaven. So we definitely want you to get back with the person who invited you to this call if you want more information about this awesome company. Now, after we get our Holy Ghost burning on this call, we have some structured learning coming right after on the new morning motivational call that is held immediately after this call, Monday through Friday. And it is a, I tell you, awesome, talented, strategic in their teaching team of great leaders that give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life product. That number to call is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005 with the PIN code 294617#, 294617#. And in case you have one of those carriers that's trying to charge you for calling in, no problem. We got a bridge to carry you right over that charge. And that bridge number that you dial first is 716-293-9707. And that's for either one of the calls. Use that bridge number, 716-293-9707. We know carriers such as T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, and Metro PCS charge, but there may be others. So please use that bridge number first. Well, we are at the end of the month. We have been so blessed and honored by so many speakers who have been with this great ministry, who come and shared their love and their time and made great deposits of word into all of us. I just want to, because all of us know what the secular world is celebrating today as believers, I just want to give you a little background information. Y'all know I'm the historian, then I'm going to turn it over to the preaching machine, our co-founder, for her to take us on home on this end-of-month great celebration of the Master's Call. Today, many of the world is celebrating what we call Halloween. Sad to say, many believers are even celebrating what we call Halloween. But what is it from a Christian perspective? Let me give you a little quick history here in the next few minutes. When we consider the history of Halloween, a Christian perspective, it may seem as if the modern holiday has gotten out of hand, and it has become one of the third largest celebrated holidays. After all, doesn't Halloween glorify evil? Is it right to send our children out as devils and vampires and ghosts? But I didn't say Holy Ghost either. Should we emphasize the saints whose nearly forgotten feast day is the reason for Halloween? Remember, hollow, definition, H-A-L-L-O-W, is the same word for holy that we find in the Lord's Prayer. And E-N, which is E apostrophe E-N, is a contraction of evening, of the word evening. The word Halloween itself is a shortened form of All Hallows Eve, All Hallows Eve, the day before All Saints Day. It literally is the day before All Saints Day. Now, this holiday, properly understood and celebrated with all of its fun trappings, can be a way for us to deepen our understanding of faith. But Halloween in itself, it has its roots in the ancient Celtic tribes of Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and Brittany. And on October 31st, the tribes would celebrate the festival of Samhain, S-A-M, H is in Harry, A-I-N. And during this festival, the Celts believed, and you know Celts is C-E-L-T-S, believed the souls of the dead, including ghosts, goblins, and witches, returned to mingle with the living, contradicting the scripture in Leviticus 19, when God abhors us, talking to the dead. And he uses the word abhorred, meaning he hates them. So this is a practice that he hates. And it's used in order to scare away the evil spirits, so they thought. So people would wear masks and light bonfires. Now, when the Romans conquered the Celts, they added their own touches to the Samhain festival, such as making centerpieces out of apples and nuts from Pomato, the Roman goddess of the orchards. Now, the Romans also added bobbing for apples, and they drank cider, and traditions which may sound familiar to you today. But where does the Christian aspect of the holiday come into play? Well, in 1835, Pope Gregory IV moved the celebration for all the martyrs, later all called saints, from May 13th to November 1st. So the night before became the All Hallows Eve or Holy Evening. Eventually, the name was shortened to the current Halloween. And it then went from celebrating saints and went on to now celebrating the evil that is so prevalent today. Now, the purpose of these feasts is to remember those who have died, whether they are officially recognized by the Roman Catholic Church as saints or not. It's a celebration of the communion, quote, of the saints, which reminds us that the church is not bound by space or time. But it should be obvious now, from a Christian perspective, that many modern practices of Halloween and the days of the dead have a very evil intent. See, Halloween is like us celebrating Christmas as believers. It's the devil's day. And there have been considerable paganism that has been associated with Halloween now over the years. Even evil acts such as vandalism, fires, destructive pranks, putting drugs, razor blades in apples, and all kind of harmful things, pretending people are something they're not by dressing up, particularly glorifying the sensuality of death and demons. And that's painfully in opposition to the fruits of the Spirit that we know in Galatians 5, the nine fruits, in 5:19 through 23. So here's a word of caution. It must be to all believers of Jesus Christ who promote this questionable modern practice that you are definitely going against what the Word of God says. If anything, any alternative in opposition to Halloween should be offered by Christians, as you can't take it out of there because kids are seeing it, a hallelujah night where you may dress the children up in biblical characters to counteract the darkness with the light. But there should be no reason to let Satan have a Halloween. It is not his day in the first place. When Satan was trying to tempt Jesus, he offered Jesus something that was not his to offer. And that is Matthew 4:8, all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus obviously didn't succumb because it wasn't Satan's to give, nor did Satan exercise any authority over him. Many today believe that Halloween is Satan's day and recommend staying away from it, as I strongly do, because that's the word. But recognizing such a thing would be to disregard that Satan owns nothing and that all things belong to God. Christians, again, should take this day and use it as a hallelujah day and celebrate that the light overcame the darkness. Pray, as I do, for bad weather everywhere. I pray that it rains on Halloween, because we know through history now that literally covens of witches, part of their ritual is to go out and capture somebody and sacrifice them. We know SPCA does not even let you buy a dog or a pet 2 weeks before Halloween, because in too many parks the next day, they have the cats and dogs cut open where they sacrifice their hearts to evil. So we as believers, if we want to do anything since we have authority over the weather, is pray that it'll keep people away from and protect them from themselves who out of ignorance celebrate this day. Now at this time that we know this is really a hallelujah ending, I'm going to turn it over to the one who we know how to stir us up, build us up, and encourage us. And we, as we thank God for this month-long celebration of what God has done in us and through us through the Master's Call. And I turn it over to the absolutely awesome woman of God, our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, now from Hendersonville, North Carolina. Take the baton and run on, my sister.
Oh, my God. What can I say about you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from PV, Texas? I absolutely love and thank God for you. You are magnificent. And let me let you all know this morning, to God be the glory for the great things that he has done for us. I'll tell you, it is 8 years. 8 years we are celebrating, and this is the last day of the eighth year. And because it is the last day, and God does so many wonderful things for us, I want to stop and just thank all of the participants, especially our TMC staff who have been here with us every day and have it helped us to do what we are doing. And you all, I also want to thank all of you who are on our quarterly prayer and fast. It is the eighth day of that. God is saying something about eight. Eight means that it is new beginning. And today, we also have a surprise for all of you coming all the way from that Las Vegas town who is up early, who loves us, and who is absolutely responsible for us and the Artist Life family. She is our president right now, and we want her to come front and center and speak from her heart. Miss Elvia Diaz de Leon, would you please come to the front of the line?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister.
Oh, thank you, my sister, too. I feel so honored and so thankful. I thank God for allowing me to be awake this morning. And the first thing that I can listen is your voice, your sweet voice, and Pastor Vanessa's voice. I don't know why, for some reason, while I was, remembering a few things from the past, some tears are coming, into my eyes. I know it's God's presence, and I can feel it right now. And I feel so happy, you have no idea, for being here and celebrating with you, our dear sisters, our dear family, our dear artist family. 8 years of nonstop morning motivational calls, the master call. And one of the big reasons why this company has been so powerful and so well protected by God is because of him. He has been protecting and loving this company since day one. He has a great mission on our toes, on our shoulders. And everything started with Papa Diaz de Leon 28 years ago. And this has been growing. You know, the family has been growing every single day. But I want to thank from the bottom of our hearts, from all the Diaz de Leon family, from the bottom of our hearts, for being there, praying for the company for 8 years. This means a lot. This is what has helped Artist Life Company to continue strong and to continue with the great mission of helping others. Because this is what this company is about. Some people have obviously gone through difficult challenges and they have taken the decision to leave. But some of them are coming back. Some other family members are coming, as new people and achieving great things. But what makes this company so strong and so powerful and different than any other company in the world is this power of love, the power of love from God. I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much, Dr. PK, because we do remember 8 years ago when you were on stage, you were holding Papa's hand, and he was naming you as an ambassador, someone who would take care of this company with your prayers and with the artist family. And you have done pretty well, and we want to thank you for being faithfully and loyal with the artist family in the entire world, no matter who is in your team, no matter who is there to ask you for a prayer. Same thing with Pastor Vanessa. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa, because you have been there for everybody. Everybody is there, and you are holding hands with anyone that is that needs your love and support in your prayer. And every time we touch you or you are with us, you have the capacity of saying the right words and the right things that we are in need to listen, because God is there. And he has the power of talking through you. Last time I was with you, I was so humble. I was so touched with some words that you expressed to me that has made a big difference, a huge difference in my life. Now I see things more clear. So thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Thank you, Dr. PK. And thank you, Artist Family, for being here every morning, no matter what, very early in the morning, praying for Artist Life, praying for the Artist Family, praying for the Diaz de Leon family. This is something that we will never forget, and we will be forever and forever thankful. I am wishing more years with this continuing success, and I know it will be. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I just wanted to share a few words to allow others to speak. But on behalf of the Diaz de Leon family, on behalf of the Artist family, thank you, thank you, thank you to both of you, and thank you to each one of you that are connected this morning for everything that you do. Let's continue empowering our lives. Let's continue changing other people's lives through God's power, through faith, through family. Let's change our lifestyles, and let's continue with this beautiful legacy that God has allowed us to be on our shoulders, to my husband and me. We will make a difference. We promise you. We love you all, and thank you, Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa. Pass the phone to you.
We love you, too.
Oh my
thank
God.
You for those beautiful, beautiful words.
Okay, Vanessa, wait just a minute. I thank you so, so very much. And my eyes are sweating over here, too, because I remember that it was right after David's death that I was called up to stage. And not only was I called up to the stage for the ambassador's position, I was also called up to the stage to be presented with David's platinum coat and platinum pin. And I've never worn it, but I promise you, to God be the glory for you all recognizing that I needed that. And I'm telling you, it has really strengthened me in a way that I've not been able to just walk away from Artist. Artist has been, and you all will always be a part of my life. And I love you, and I thank you so much for coming on. Very seldom can we pull anything over Pastor Vanessa's eyes, but I think we pulled this over on her today since I can work the board a little bit. And so I'm going to now close out because, yes, even though I was the first ambassador, I promise you, Vanessa Weatherspoon has picked up the ball, and she has absolutely done a phenomenal job, because she worked the board on the other side in the new momentum, call.
Morning motivational.
Motivational call that I can't do. And she has done a phenomenal job. And I say to you all today, as we are ending our first year, she's never asked for a penny for the work that she has done. And we, the TMC family, has never asked for anything. But beginning in November, we are asking for something each and every month, and we are going to ask that you all please go on the website, and there is a button there. You can make a donation each and every month, and we're going to start blessing. We didn't say pay because we cannot pay anybody for these services, but we're going to start blessing those who are helping us, and next month is our own prayer general, Brenda Terrell, in November, we will start blessing her. And it's a whole month for her that we will bless her and thank her. So however you want to do it, through flowers, gifts, or donations, we want you to know that we love and appreciate you for being here and for praying and for doing what you have done. At this time, because it's already time out, I am going to bring Pastor Vanessa on because she's about to have a jumping bean fit over there because she didn't know. She didn't know. Come front and center, my dear sister. I love me some Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Thank you. Thank you. You did. You got me this morning. We went over everything last night that was going to happen on the call this morning. She did not mention you, Elvia. And I am so humbled and honored. And as I've told you, when we talk and whenever I talk to you and Alejandro, that I absolutely am clear on my assignment to pray for artists, to pray for your parents, to pray for you too. We lift up you all's names daily. We always pray for the wisdom
every
of God, the strategies of God to be downloaded into you. And I am humbled to hear that I was just the mail girl in Cincinnati when he allowed me to prophesy into your life, and to know that it's doing what it's supposed to do, encourage your heart and let you know you are absolutely pivotal to the growth and success of this company. And you are doing an exceeding abundantly above job. And I, many times when I watched you, even in Cincinnati, I said, go ahead, Holy Ghost, use her for your glory and her good. And I am so thankful for all the kind words that you have spoken. We knew from the beginning, and I say this to all of you who were with us from the beginning, to those who have a heart to be a part of us now, we're very clear. Our assignment is to undergird in prayer artist life. You all have absolutely no idea how very many fiery darts come against this company, how many petty things to big things are constantly coming against it. Why? Because there's not any other company that tells you faith first, family, lifestyle, and legacy. So I thank you for being a part on the last day. We couldn't have ended it any better than having you, Miss Alvia, and I know Alejandre's right there with us on the call today, letting them hear your love for artists and for the Master's Call family. Yes, I am blown away. I tell you, when Dr. PK says she wants to do a whole month, I did. I went, no, girl, only a week. That's all we can last. We'll be out of gas. And this has turned out just awesome, 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 awesome. And every day has been powerful. So thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you. And I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. PK because we are way over time. Encouraging all of you all to head on over to the morning motivational call. Because, yes, I have to work the boards over there today with the Flanagans, who will be teaching us about gout. And that's a one that we definitely want to hear about. But I love you. I appreciate you. It's an honor to serve you. And, Dr. PK, will you come and pray us out?
Absolutely. If you would like to get this playback of this call today, call 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957677#. Also, we want you to have the number for the new motivational call, because today is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. My dear daughter always does. She does a super fantastic job over there, Sister Vicky. So get over there and hear her this morning at 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294617#. 294617#. Again, Miss Alvia, thank you so very much for coming on today. We want you to know that we love, 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 and appreciate you so much. And you are doing a phenomenal, super fantastic job. Love you. God bless. Let us pray. Oh, holy God, as we end this month of 8 years of serving you and serving this company, 8 years of coming before you every day, Monday through Friday, God, we thank you that you are a faithful God who has done exactly what you told us that you would do, and that is you would never leave us nor forsake us, and you have been here with us. And when others thought we would go completely under, God, you have sustained, and we thank you. We thank you that this is a company with great products and people with hearts of love. And we thank you so very much right now for what you are projecting that will happen in the future of this company. Now, God, we ask that you bless us, keep us as we go forward and doing and accomplishing your mission in the next 8 years. Thank you. Now, God, we ask that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, knowing that Pastor Vanessa and I love you very much. Bye-bye.